Rules of the workshop. In a workshop of unity, there are more important or less important. Everyone is equal and very important. We don't negate, we don't struggle, only add. The true solution won't come from knowledge of the ability to speak nice, only through unity. Good luck.
כתוב אין אדם מתקן אלא מה שמרגיש שצריכים לתקן.
It's written one does not correct other than what he feels that needs to be corrected. That first we need to discover the shattering probably, the deficiency. That it's truly lacking for us that connection. And as much as the distancing between us is destructive, and to the degree in which I am cut off from the friend, I am cut off from the Creator. How can we come to such a feeling? How can we come to such a feeling in which, to the degree in which I am cut off from the Creator, I am cut off from the friend? Please.
While we are working spiritually and studying, and mainly in society, we see that no connection with the friends, without a connection, we also lose our direction, and our desire weakens. And you feel it on your flesh if you're not connected to your friends, you're not connected to the Creator.
We don't really have a measurement to see how much we're cut off from the Creator, only through the friends. The friends is the kli, it's the gate. It's the source to feel where there is separation and a feeling of distancing. And that's the sensation of distancing from the Creator for the time being.
It's, well, if we look at any corporeal object in our reality to see the amount of space that there's between the electrons, so you go deeper inside. Here too, we have to invest more in love of friends, unite more, always add more and more, and then we'll be able to see that resolution of how much that connection with the friends is the most important thing, and always add to it.
You can't see the Creator, you can't feel Him. We have no perception in Him or grasp in Him. And our ability to feel Him to a certain degree, according to our measure of connection to the friend, I can feel how close I am to Him.
Close to Him. Well, for us, everything is attained through an inspiration from the environment. That's how all the advertising world is made. That's what it relies on. And also in order to reach the Creator that we have no sense of, in order to reach Him, we need to be inspired from the environment. And if that's lacking, so also the Creator is lacking.
לי הרגשת
Without the feeling of compassion and love, some desire for connection, for unity, then no other feeling can come after that. And that's exactly this force of the Creator, which starts to simply be revealed. And if it doesn't operate, it doesn't awake and doesn't awake any state, then there's no way to have a connection with the friends either.
Well, in the connection between the friends, we find the Creator. He is between us. If we annul one towards the other into the center of the group, we will have great revelations and we will reach that state of correction.
Thinking about the friend and wanting him to have good is not a natural thing. It's something we need to renew every moment. And the moment we make this effort all the time, and then we forget and fall and feel bad, and then we understand that we've stopped thinking about the friend. So this is the means, and the emotion and the feeling only comes from contradictory things, and that's where we get to the discernments.
I think that today it's a lot easier for us to feel that if you're not with society, you're just not advancing, you're not part of this. There's this feeling that you can actually measure how much are you in here, how much are you with them, because there's so many processes that are happening. You can really feel the center of society and your distance from it.
I'm smiling because just as the friend said, in all the friends, it's felt more now. What's happening with us is we're understanding the laws in the system, and the system says that if you want to attain connection, you need the Creator. In order to attain connection, you need the Creator, you need the friend, that other point in the heart, that spark, which is belongs to something greater that is called the nation of Israel. And this is explained to us also throughout the whole process, that there's the nation of Israel and the nations of the world, and how to work on the connection between them. So it's clear we can't move at all if we won't create a certain unity in order to attain within it the Creator.
If the Creator is the quality of bestowal, so how could it be that I will discover that quality inside me if I don't bestow? I need the friends. It's my field of work. It's where everything's going to be revealed. It's the vessel and the light. Everything is in the connection with the friends, in our connection. Otherwise, there's nothing to even speak about.
It's written, man and woman, divinity dwells between them. Who's a man and who's a woman? We know that it's all in the roles. Once I'm giving, once I'm receiving. In order to give, I need to also receive. In order to receive, I need to also give. And then it works out that every person who receives from his friend, and each that gives to his friend, and so therefore each of them also becomes the role of the male and the role of the female. And then it's written, man and wife, divinity dwells between them. So if we work in such a mutual way, we reveal the Creator between us. How does it work out to build this connection between us, that giving and receiving with the friend, and especially between us, in this passing, these lines of passing, of giving and receiving, we will build the depiction of the Creator. Come and see. How to build between us in the lines of giving and receiving, in what exactly, how do we build the image of the Creator? Reveal Him. If we build the right connections between us, according to the law of equivalence of form, our connection begins to live, to receive the spirit of life. We just need to give our effort for that to happen. And already from within, we will discover that He is alive.
Each one of us that came here and is here more than 2 days, he has a deficiency for a connection with the Creator, for Dvikut. And we together, when we are gathered here, we want to create a unity, special unity, to connect all of our deficiencies together. And the purpose of our connection with one another is to bestow one towards the other's deficiency, bestow the importance of the connection between us, that through it we will discover the Creator.
And above the connections between us of giving and receiving, what's more important is the relation, the attitude towards the Creator above this connection, the importance of the connection between us as the kli in which the Creator is being revealed.
That same relation that we give one another, once we're givers, once we're receivers, that is the livelihood that we feel in this world. When two sparks meet with each other, one gives, one receives, you can see it in nature, you can see it anywhere. That place of the receiving and the giving, how it bears life towards one another, it gives an awakening. It's like the friction between each other, that a spark comes out, like two rocks that extract that spark.
Two friends that connect between them and discover between them all kinds of manners of relations. From the intention to connect, to unite, and from that unity to reveal the Creator, what connects between them, they discover in this all kinds of manners of the Creator within this connection.
All of the abundance is in constant flow from positive to negative, or opposite, or back. That for something to always flow between us, there has to be one who receives from the other and one that gives to his friend. And only then, once we organize ourselves in that way, the abundance will flow between us. And our work is really to annul towards that system and to constantly keep setting ourselves up to receive and give.
Man and woman, divinity dwells between them. These are two opposite forces, but divinity can dwell between them in one state. If there is nullification, mutual nullification between them, divinity will dwell between them. And also between our friends, the same thing we need. To feel in giving and receiving, and everything will be nullified.
The moment we start working in such a tendency in the group that each one tries to give as much as he can to the group, and then automatically he gets that vessel to receive back from the group. And once that happens, that feeling of arvut starts happening in the group, that confidence makes the group a vessel worthy of receiving the Shekhinah.
We learn and feel that each of us is the will to receive. The desire to give or bestow can be attained only if there's someone who loves you, meaning we have the honor and together with the friends to arrange our relations in such a way so we'll have this opportunity to do this.
If we really get into that feeling that everything that concerns me is how to be concerned of a friend. So in that direction, we start discovering states that one state I can give something to him, a different state I can receive something, because then he feels like he's giving and then I feel like I'm giving back. And the direction is just to attain that quality of the Creator, that in the same way he relates to us, and remember that every moment is through the friend to attain something. And automatically these things are going to start to flow and we'll know what to do with them.
There's a dynamic state here of giving and receiving, as each of us is once in a state of giving to friends, so he's like the man, or in a state of receiving from them, and then he's the woman. When we create this connection between us, this dynamic,
each one we create like a zipper when one slips into the other, but between receiving and receiving. And once all those little teeth in the zipper start connecting, we have a strong connection. How do I constantly direct myself to speak with the friend's hearts and there reveal the Creator? Let's reveal the Creator. How do I depict my constant turning to their hearts, to the general heart or the personal friend's heart, where in there we will reveal the Creator, awaken them to it? Because without that demand, without me awakening them, I can't do that. How am I constantly in that awakening, in that request to awaken them? Please. Just imagine to yourself that imagine that situation. How am I constantly in this like inner demand, inner turning to them, that come on, let's together reveal the Creator, and nothing but that. I don't need anything but that. Just to constantly be in that tendency. Yeah. So in a direct connection to the previous question, the state of the male and female, to constantly feel the friend's hearts, is exactly what we're trying to do here in the circle between us. That each one who speaks, we need to relate to it as the Creator talking to him, through him. And we are like those females trying to integrate in that heart and feel him, and let the Creator come through him and enter all the friends' hearts. And in that way, it changes from friend to friend. That's how we slowly get used to making that connection between us. And this hour of the circle, we'll be able to live through it, through that workshop. Now we're creating this together through the center of the group. Well, maybe I'll be more precise. How do I speak directly to the friend's heart? Not to the friend, to his heart, that I want in the connection with his heart to find the Creator. There's two sides in this. And in those two sides, if I don't put my heart, just rip it out and put it out in front of all the friends, that they'll see how it beats and yearns to connect with them, so there's no way I can connect to their hearts. You really have to show it, reveal it, full of blood, struggling to exit my ego and dying to be together with the friends in the center of the group. I have to do it, otherwise I have no chance, because the friends' hearts are just open and ready to receive me into them. The whole problem is in me, actually. Just, I can't connect. Everybody's already connected. Everybody's already corrected. And I have to see this in every friend and friend. And my way to reach another friend, well, at least this is how it is for me, is I can see the friend as much as he is walking towards the goal, how important the goal is to him, how important this path is for him. When I see this, it just awakens my heart in such a way that I can't even control it. It's not under my control. It's something that just, that's speaking from heart to heart. The points just speak to one another. By me seeing the friend as connected to the Creator. We are all parts of the shattering. We're all yearning to discover the perfection that we can be together, and we're working on it in an open way. And through the inspiration, how the Creator brought everybody to this work of unity, to this method of the Kabbalists, this true prayer for connection with the friends is formating, to really this space, this, these senses towards the friend, to feel this together. We need to feel that the friends are those points of feeling, my points of feeling, where I feel all of reality. I don't see that my whole reality is the friends. And the work is the work in the heart. And what I feel is I feel through them. If we think of the friend, only positive things and no negative, just skill, merit, our thought will automatically cause our hearts to connect. We will correct our thoughts. If I take a friend and start thinking about him, that he'll feel good. First, it's like just a mechanical thing. It's hard in the beginning, and I'm thrown out of it, and I try again, and I'm thrown out again. And through these efforts, a feeling is formated that the friend is close and precious for me. It takes time, but it comes. And you constantly have to make these efforts in order to reach a feeling. And then you can add things on the corporeal side, but it's not a must. This work creates the connection to his heart. We'll constantly project to the friend's heart. It's not an easy task. But specifically the externality, you can see it in our senses, how it happened in, well, it's the actions we know, just signing up to the convention, taking all kinds of roles, and the more you use it, you see how it opens the heart, and you can do it. Wow, there's so much love in this circle. This is great. I'll just add that he who walks on the path of the truth, they give him all kinds of disturbances and difficulties that are just supposed to benefit him. And it really is like that. It turns out that the only thing I really need, as I want for myself, is to give that feeling of confidence, internally and externally, if it's a friend individually or if it's for whole society. And I have to give the people around me the confidence that they can count on me on this path, that I'm really willing to do everything I can in order to help any problem that could show up towards the path. And this feeling of confidence is what really takes everybody from thinking of himself to trying to help the others. And this combination will take us to where we need to get to. If I reach a state in the workshop that I connect to the friends' hearts and speak to them, not to their externality, to their internality, to the heart of man, how can I, if I reach a success like that in the workshop, how can I later on keep myself and staying in this state, staying in this workshop throughout the whole day till tomorrow? Till tomorrow. That I'm holding on to this feeling that I'm together with all the hearts of the friends together, and I don't separate, and constantly try to find our mutual connection warmer and warmer, mixed strongly, that there we are all as one, we try to discover that one, which is the Creator. How can I not stop being in that feeling that the workshop never ends? Doesn't end. Please.
If I worked correctly and connected with the friends, then the result that will come as a response is a sense of detachment, because from above I'm being promoted to the next level. Therefore, the remedy, the answer, is not to forcefully try to remain in my present state where I feel the friend's heart and I feel that I've succeeded in it. But as Rav just said, more and more, meaning that's the answer, to always look for more ways and greater lacks to connect to more friends, in short, to strengthen it, to go deeper. What you got is what you got, it exists, but put it aside and go further to look for further connection. Otherwise, you immediately fall.
Exactly what we're doing now, and in the last period, is gradually this impression, inner impression is created of a feeling that is like settling on the heart, really is a foundation that we can start living a workshop and just enlarging this feeling. We have no actual difference of place or time. So there's no prevention to constantly come back to this feeling and see how we can greaten it. And also, like what I'm trying to project now towards the friends, so also during the day, constantly try to come back to this, to live through this. Also use our external means to constantly bring each other back to that feeling and not only work internally, but use everything we can.
It's something that we need to start from now and make sure that it continues further. I can't take care of myself. I have to take care of the environment that will influence me during the day. And the way it happens, I think if we actually look at it, it's the stages of the order of the gathering, and within the workshop, it's the order of the gathering of friends. And just to intensify the importance of this connection during the day and to make sure that all the phases happen so that the system will work on us, because after we disconnect from this workshop, we always have different angles towards this connection. So we have to be in a different manner each time, but make sure that it's not different, because as Chaim said, we reach a state of disconnect and total oppositeness. But we have to go through all the stages until we reach the point of connection again, and then again the point of disconnection. And the persistence, the consistency, is what gives us the sense of life.
Really, the matter of disconnecting and entering and exiting, it's really like feeling of a train that when it starts moving, there's like that movement, that slow movement that goes and accelerates until you don't hear the chick 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 anymore, but you only hear like one motion, one sound. That's actually all our work in this thing, in order to hold on to this, to constantly accelerate towards this great feeling. We need to feel this great point of unity, which we want so much, that even though we disconnect, we still want to continue and reach that feeling, because that disconnection comes from above, so we can overcome it and peel off another layer from ourselves of things that we don't need. It's constant work, and it also has to be in a happy manner.
And from the work with the friends, when we pay importance to the inner action that he's here to connect us, and the fact that we're in such a unique environment, and by nullifying before each other, and that becomes the most important thing in life, and all the other areas in life were meant to support that inner goal between us. And so the relation towards this most important thing is kept, and everything else becomes just tasteless and gray.
Every opportunity we have in physical connection with the friends, just take advantage of it for an internal connection. Everybody's already have this common denominator of internal connection, and we have to attain that goal that we all decided about. And it doesn't matter what external action I'm doing. So we can add everybody's longings, everybody's desires, and not only just mention it, but take part in it, in those efforts, in that general inner goal, and by that to connect another friend and another friend, and constantly feel that environment, that it doesn't disappear, but it lives and exists.
In our inner work, we have to first connect with the group, and as a friend said, that the train kind of starts slow and picks up the pace gradually, then we always have to go towards the group and elevate it, can't go down. As it's written, we always rise in holiness and we never decline.
If we look at this process, it's built in a very nice way. If you take the morning lesson as the starting point, that we can reach this unity in like this vacuum state, no disturbances, we have the opportunity. We receive, we get that unity, and then we go out. And that point we reach is like an anchor that you constantly have to return to. And throughout the day, all kinds of disturbances and states appear, and see them as opportunities that above them we can reach that same point. Now, finally, if we don't succeed, that's also okay. And the lack of success and another lack of success, if we're aware of it, that we're not succeeding, we reach that deficiency, that despair, that it gives us the opportunity in the evening to have a deficiency for the next morning's lesson. And that way we can accelerate. So even if we don't succeed, just be aware of it.
As friends said, there is this instinctive feeling that if you don't add, you subtract, that we always have to accelerate to search. And just like we learn, it's like just like you bring up a child or invest in something. So if you invest in the friends as you invest right now or after that, then it becomes important to you and you overcome anything else.
Well, just like that, doesn't matter what direction we think of this, for this workshop to stay throughout the day, even from the side of we can succeed or not succeed, but always tie ourselves to these things, and then we'll see how we are awakened and how it comes through the friend's thoughts to hold on to this. We have to feel obligated. It doesn't come in one day. We also went through enough to understand how to direct ourselves. Even though the disconnections can happen, it doesn't matter where we're speaking from. But still, the general picture has to be important for the person. The goal has to be important. The friends have to be important. We have to bring ourselves to be obligated to this. Even though
we are constructing the Shekhinah, divinity, the place for the revelation of the Creator. We first have to come to the sorrow of divinity. The sorrow of divinity is a lack, a deficit. It's the lack that everyone feels in not being able to connect with the friends, trying and yet seeing that he can't. Of course, we don't want to stay incapable. We want to connect, but on the way there, we stumble upon something that stops us, something that prevents us. In some way, we're incapable. And discovering that urgency to unite and inability to unite builds the sorrow of divinity. It's the posterior of the Creator. It's the vessel in which we later receive His revelation. In the effort to achieve connection, we add more and more and more occurrences, as we call it. And they accumulate to a greater and greater amount, which is called sorrow of divinity, until the complete measure of it reveals the Creator. So how do we build the sorrow of divinity? In the workshop and during the day. Go ahead, please, quickly. Half a minute for each person.
the disconnections that start appearing right after the workshop, after that state of unity we attained, it's not by chance. It's the Creator directing towards us. He is disconnecting us from the next state that I'm supposed to create unity in. What does that mean? It shows me, here, at this point, you're still not corrected. And that place, when I put efforts in connecting at that specific place, that's how I'm creating the next level of unity. That's the whole thing about the sorrow of the Shekhinah. It's a sorrow for lack of unity. And specifically the place where I discover the disconnection, that's where the Creator is, that's where we can connect and feel the correct the Tzar Shekhinah, the sorrow of the Divinity.
In this circle, we only try to create greater connection between us, open our hearts, connect them, connect better, hug each other more, make more and more efforts to integrate with the friends' hearts. And any sense of disconnect that comes to us as a result of the efforts to do that, we need to feel that and be sorry for it, because it's exactly the place where the light cannot get in.
In order to reach that state, we need to want to demand that we will unite now and not later. And then that disappointment from our lack of ability to do it, it'll be right now. It's not something we're going to postpone and ignore our lack of ability to connect. And not think that we can maybe work a bit more to reach that state, but no, now we can give all the efforts, all the exertion we need in order to discover that deficiency, and then we will reach the true prayer for Him to be revealed. We have feelings, and we feel feelings of unity that is good for us and pleasant, and we constantly long to attain that place because it feels good. It's a place we enjoy. And the opposite too, if we feel the pain and the disconnection that I'm not connected right now, it hurts in my body, it hurts. That's our opportunity to feel we need it and aspire for that unity. And every time we receive that pain of the disconnection, that's where the scream, the strong prayer comes from, that feeling that I can't continue living without that feeling of unity between the friends, which is the feeling of the Creator.
If the preparation is correct, then any state that surfaces is an opportunity to disclose the sorrow of divinity, the sorrow of disconnection. When you are reminded about the friends, reading something they wrote or listening to the lesson, then you can feel connected to them. And if something deflects me, then it's the lack to feel connected. So anything, any step actually supports it. And then after a gathering of action, there is an impression, an inspiration of connection. It's the impression that is given to you by the Creator from wholeness, and then you're drawn out of it again, and left and right, everything depends on the prior preparation to leaving the mutual work and using all the opportunities given by the Creator.
Everything, all of our sufferings are actually the sorrow of the Shekhinah, because everything comes from the lack of unity. And the only thing left for us to do is to copy to remind ourselves that everything we feel is a lack of unity between us, between the friends. And through these efforts, we will awaken the Shekhinah and the dweller and start living in that workshop, in that Shekhinah constantly.
If the friends don't have mutual importance towards each other, then they depart from the goal, and that's the sorrow of divinity. The connection is what makes us one, unique, and unified. If there's no connection and no importance, then it's the sorrow of divinity.
In that same effort for unity and creating the importance, so like in the workshop, we have the laws of the workshop, the rules, and we try to see the friend as the great of the generation. We see how hard it is. And slowly the sorrow of the Shekhinah appears. And throughout the day, to also feel that peak we reached of unity, we try to get back to it and we're thrown out of it and we can't succeed, and then we reach that sorrow. So don't look for the sorrow, don't search for it. Look for succeeding in unity that we felt, and then the sorrow will come as a result.
I think it's a matter of how you position yourself towards connection. If this is what's important to you and your entire direction is that, then you disagree with this situation. When there's a disconnect, then right after it happens, you think, where am I? I have to get back there. And then you have sorrow for what happened.
We need to check how honest are we with this path. During the day, we have to make a calculation. How able was I to do what the friends expected from me? And nobody can reveal this. I can do external actions and I can be internally somewhere else. Nobody will know. But every person has to take on himself in a mature way, you know, to take criticism upon himself for half an hour, as we are allowed to. Did he really do everything he needed? Did he really demand the upper force to help him to do what the friends were expecting? It'll really help us if everybody does that calculation.
It is written, I'm the creator who dwells within their impurity. Meaning, what we do is actually actions after the creator dresses within us. Because more than the calf wants to be fed, the cow wants to feed. And the creator awakens us. He puts man's hand on the good faith and says, take it. So we just have to continue it, be alert, be sensitive to how the Creator operates us and awakens us to connect and find Him in that connection. How do we become sensitive to it, that the Creator works within each and every one, awakening me towards connection with the friends so that I'll discover Him there? This is called I'm first and I'm last, meaning He starts the action and we are in the middle. And we find His revelation where He concludes the action. So how can we all feel that He operates us and awakens us towards connection? Please.
If I check where all the thoughts and desires come from, I understand that it doesn't come from me planning anything. It supposedly has nothing to do with me. It just shows up. I can't control it. I don't know what I'm going to think in another moment or what I'm going to want. I have no control over it. There's like an engine in me that's running, and that engine is just bringing up everything that's in me. I don't know according to what order. So the Creator is He who activates me, and He also brought me here, put my hand on the good faith, as we say it, the good fortune, and that's why I'm here. But it all has a direction. And once I understand it, I have to take every one of these things and connect it to the path and keep working on the connection between us. And in that way, create in my current state the Creator in the connection between us.
We have to always try to have to make an effort towards greater connection and bond between us. From that effort, we awaken and evoke the light that reforms. And according to the efforts in connection, we feel the ins and outs in greater pace, towards the connection and out of it and towards it and so forth. And all these changes of states, we have to be more sensitive to them and see that there's a guiding hand, an operating hand, that I'm not the one who decides to get in or get out. Something works on me, someone operates me. And again, that can happen to the extent that we better and better try to enter the connection between us and then be more sensitive to the hand that operates us.
If all these actions with that hand that rocks the cradle, I have to think, what would the friends be reacting towards this? What would they advise me? What do they want me to do? How can it benefit our unity? How can I take it and use it? Because it's a state that was given in order to use it for more unity, to return to the center of the group, add there and add the sermons to the center of the group. Because the state is supposedly mine, but it belongs to the center of the group. As much as I relate everything to the Creator.
Another way of developing this emotion is that we work towards one who flaws, judges through his own flaws, meaning you see through your friend what's happening in yourself, so you're actually seeing your own state each and every second. And if I see the friends now and feel great warmth towards all the friends and this love that actually exists, then it indicates that I'm working correctly, my heart is in the right place. And if what I see is disconnect and remoteness, and if I judge the friends and criticize them, anything that is against connection means that I have to work there, and that's where my heart needs correction, and I have to ask for it.
The man to be in the next degree, to get closer to that feeling of unity, that form of unity, that mutual mind and heart we have, that the Creator is in there. He's the first. He took us out to the state.
Last question. Sorry that I'm speeding it up. How do we continue the workshop into the coming lesson that we're now going to have? how do we continue the workshop into the lesson? Everyone speaks quickly. Quick tip.
Well, as let's have like such a reflection on everything I said in the workshop.
To keep the relation between us and continue it during the lesson.
Continue thinking of the friends that I want them to feel good.
A responsibility that everyone's responsible for the other.
We're about to read the Zohar. What can be better than reading the Zohar? Just have a desire to continue this.
There's a physical connection between us now. Soon it'll be a bit farther. We won't be speaking to each other. But we know in advance that this is how the Creator creates disconnection. So we want to maintain that connection we feel internally without the words. It's exactly what we spoke about before, that the Creator shows you where you can work on connection.
We are thinking of all the friends that are working outside and all the friends in the world Kli and all the individuals that are sitting there alone and just trying to connect to us. And we want now when we're connecting to the Zohar, and the Zohar is a direct line to the Creator. We want that everything we're studying together, we want to connect it, that feeling, that connection will go through to all the friends that are in our hearts right now.
The workshop ends at on the fifth gear of that car called Love of Friends, and we have to switch to the sixth gear and not stop and only accelerate and make sure this momentum swaps away everyone without limitations and permeates everyone's hearts.
Search during the lesson and every moment through the writings, through what I hear, see, feel, constantly search for that point of unity that we just had that was felt so good there. The demand for the friends to feel that connection between us. Just hold on to it.
Enter all the friends' hearts and receive the great importance for connection between us and keep the friends. We're always with open, uncovered hearts, keeping the point of connection with the Creator reveals.
Anyway, what's the difference between a workshop and a lesson?
The main difference is that in the lesson we hear Rav, and then we have to connect both the Rav and ourselves to him.
In the lesson we listen, concentrate only towards the study. In the workshop we concentrate on the friends' hearts for mutual connection.
In the workshop, we achieve connection through the friends, and in the lesson, we come to the same connection with the friends with Rav's help.
That's it. In the lesson, there's another great means. It's the Rav, it's the sources. And
okay, friends, we will reorganize for the lesson, and please turn around and settle down. But we aren't stopping the direction of our thoughts.